We were here about 2 years ago. So if you were here and part of the church 2 years ago and you happened to be here on that particular Sunday, you would have met us. And at that time, we were just about to head out to go to Scotland. My wife is from Scotland. I met her there almost 30 years ago. We were just children then, so don't believe me. And we got married. We've been in the States for most of that time, 24 of those years in Houston, Texas. But God called us back to Scotland to plant a church there. And man, 2 years, it's been amazing to see what God has done in nearly 2 years. The Lord has just blessed. We have our fellowship. We're meeting in like a little small facility. About this is a quarter of this size, probably, of a room. And we have about 12, 15 people that are attending. And it's just a blessing. There's great need. There's only about maybe 2 to maybe 4% of the population are even go to church, Christian-wise. And of that, who knows how many are really true believers as such. So it's a very, it used to be a place that sent out missionaries, and now we're going. You know, people, missionaries are going to the UK and to Scotland. And so it's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful place. If you want to come and visit, you're always welcome. You have a place to stay. You can come and stay with us. And there's just, it's beauty. I mean, we drive down the highways here, and I'm not, no offense, but it's like flat, and I'm thinking, there's no hills. Because we have hills right outside of where we live, just boom, right there, you know, and it's beautiful. So, but at the same time, the beauty is kind of almost contrasted by the emptiness, by the darkness. We have in our city, Sterling, a high percentage of homeless and people that are, you know, on drugs and alcohol, and God's just led us to reach out to them as well. So anyway, I before I go any further, I want to share just a little bit more, but I do actually have a video that I want you to see, I want to share with you. This video is kind of a montage of different individuals within our church. And yeah, you can go ahead and share it, and hopefully you can understand their accents. So that gives you a little bit of a glimpse of who you are supporting, who you are praying for when you pray for us. I don't know if you noticed that one picture was a gentleman kind of with his hands. That's one of our homeless people that has drug issues. And so we have people coming in. There was a gentleman that came in during the week and just basically just said, help me, help me. And then I had to end up calling the ambulance because he was basically overdosing on drugs. So we're right smack dab in the heart of the city center where all these people kind of conjugate and kind of gather around. Congregate. That's, I think, what you do with verbs. But they stand around and they parse verbs and stuff. No. Anyway, so that's how I teach. Exactly. I teach with wrong words, incorrect words. You're going to hear that. So, all right. So what I'd love for you to do, I mean, I could go on and on, but, you know, come back to the table afterwards. Talk to us about more about the ministry. We'd love to talk to you about that. My wife, Angela, is here. She's back there, and we'll be back there. Sign up for our newsletter. We've got a little gifts if you want to take one of those to kind of remind you to pray for us. We've got these cards that give you kind of a way if you want to join with us and partner with us in ministry as far as supporting us financially. You can do that as well. And really, we are just so thankful for this church. We're so thankful for Steve and Brandy and their heart and their care and their concern. They have just, like, not just taken us in because we have history. They have really just stepped up and really supported us and are really, you guys are our ascending church. I don't know if you know that, but you are our ascending church, you know. And we appreciate you guys. I mean, we know we don't know you. We appreciate you. We know some of you, and so we'd love to know you individually more. That would be awesome. So get our newsletter, sign up, and then just connect with us and maybe come and visit us because we love for people to come and visit and check out Scotland. It's a beautiful country. People are beautiful, but there's a real need for the Lord in that country. So, again, thank you so much for that. But